For the first time in 2022, it's absolutely fantastic to catch up with some regulars on the King Review. It's our Tri-Nation chat. And of course, we focus on what's happening with COVID-19 in Australia, New Zealand and Singapore. So it's fantastic to have via Skype in Singapore, respected journalist and editor Christian Barker, and in New Zealand from Axios, a global news site, Rebecca Falconer. Let's go to you first, Bec. What's the situation with COVID in New Zealand?
Hiya. Everyone's freaking a bit, if I'm honest, because yesterday, for the first time, cases surpassed 1,000 in one day. So we've moved into what they're calling Omicron response 2. Okay. And so that just means basically the focus is shifting more to the protecting the vulnerable. So they're reducing isolation and what have you, and putting protections in place, like negative tests if you do taste positive. They reduce the isolation from 10 days to 7 days for household contacts and things like that. So the focus is to get back people back to work. If they're rolling out the rapid antigen tests now, and so if you test negative for that, you should be able to get back to work sooner, you know, positive test PCR then, you know. And so, yeah, so that's where we're at now. There are still restrictions in place that they introduced last year when we moved out of lockdown into the new traffic light system. So there are capacity limits on venues. Very tough for events, capped at 100 at the minute. Mm. But, yeah, they're just waiting for it to peak, I think. Current projections are March for that, so okay. We'll see.
And to you in Singapore, Christian Barker, what's the situation there with COVID-19?
Hi there, Gavin. The government here has just announced some further easing of restrictions, despite the fact that we are experiencing between 15 and 20,000 new cases on a daily basis.
Wow.
You know, this time last year, a situation of that had been seen as absolutely disastrous. Now it does seem to be considered a less dire situation, given the fact that of those 15 or 20,000 cases, very few individuals are suffering severe symptoms or are being hospitalised. So it is. I think it's been viewed that with the Omicron variant, that people are suffering a less severe case of COVID, and thus we're able to ease restrictions. So we've just come out of celebrating Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, which involves a lot of people going and visiting their families, visiting close friends. There were still the restrictions here, which made it that you were only allowed to have five visitors to your home on each day. It was just announced yesterday that that's been eased up to five visitors to your home at any one time. So yeah, I guess technically you could sort of have a rolling party now where there were five people in sort of 2 hourly slots throughout the course of the day.
Need a party roster in Singapore.
Indeed.
Now, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced a couple of days ago that all restrictions in Queensland, mask mandates, proof of vaccination, all that type of thing, will be reviewed at the end of this month. So just over a week from when we go to air, all restrictions in Queensland will be reviewed. There is lots of talk now about Omicron has been relatively gentle, if I could put it that way. We've been very, very fortunate that all of the predictions of hospital system being overrun with thousands and thousands of cases, I think the latest I saw was 5,000 to 6,000 cases in a 24-hour period in Queensland. It just hasn't happened, thankfully, because the vaccination rate now is, of course, up over 90%. So lots of talk now about, can we ease some of these restrictions? People are a little bit sick of masks. Aussies, unlike Singapore, probably aren't used to wearing masks. So lots of talk here about, can we ease some of these restrictions? Back to you in New Zealand, it sounds a little bit like, you know, you are a few months behind, certainly Australia, in terms of where this disease is at. But is there any talk about some light on the horizon for easing some of those restrictions? You said events are currently capped at 100 people. What's the next few months look like in NZ?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. They're not saying too much in terms of restrictions easing, but I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. What they have announced is with the border reopenings and whether that ties to that. So from February 28th, New Zealanders that are in Australia, as well as critical workers like farm workers, they can come over here providing they're fully vaccinated, and it's going to be a phased reopening up until July, and so I wouldn't be surprised if it starts to match that. I think they are concerned about hospitalisations. I thought your point about hospitalisations in Australia tied to vaccination was really interesting, because we're at 94% fully vaccinated for the over 12s here, whereas in America, I know that even though Omicron is less severe, their number of deaths has actually gone up, and it's because of unvaccinated, driven by the unvaccinated. So I think I'm taking a lot of hope from what you've just said there.
All right. Now, Christian, in Singapore, tell us, is there any talk about getting back to some kind of normal? Will masks be required, for example, for a long time to come in Singapore?
I don't think we're going to be going back to a maskless society anytime soon. You know, the latest announcement was that you will no longer need to maintain a social distance of 1 meter whilst wearing a mask. So I think, you know, that's going to make queues in the supermarket a little bit shorter, because we won't all have to stand a meter away from each other. They've said that in offices, you don't need to stay a meter away from someone if you are wearing a mask. So, I mean, it's all still very much masked up, but we've started vaccinating the under 12s. My 10-year-old daughter just got her second vaccination earlier this week. So, you know, I imagine we're pretty much, you know, completely fully vaccinated, and now it's at the point of booster shots. Even for the young ones, my 13-year-old daughter has already had her booster. Wow. As have the wife and I. So yeah, you know, we're that's kind of where we are. But I think the noises that are now being made about travel. Currently, we have, which we discussed in our last conversation, vaccinated travel lanes, VTLs, which are arranged with most developed nations around the world. It's a relatively simple thing that if you can prove that you are double vaccinated, you're allowed either out of or into Singapore without having to do any quarantining or anything of that sort. But the government is sort of suggesting that that soon it will be simply a case of no longer having these formalised vaccinated travel lanes, but if you can prove that you are double vaccinated or triple vaccinated, that you'll simply be allowed into Singapore without any further ado.
And that's the big news, of course, for Australia. Our international border reopens on February 21. So as of the morning, or after midnight, I guess, on February 22nd, you no longer need to quarantine when you arrive, so long as you are double vaccinated. To finish off then, just on that vaccination status, there was some chatter here out of Victoria that perhaps the Victorian government would require that international arrivals would need to be proved that they had their booster shot. So they were triple dosed versus what the feds are saying here, which is you only need to be double vaccinated. Just quickly to finish this off for both of you, the status of what is considered fully vaccinated, is that still the two shots and it's recommended that you get the booster? Where's it at in both of your countries?
Yeah, for New Zealand, it's still the two shots. They're encouraging boosters, and it's quite interesting because there was mandates, obviously, so you can access a venue, you need to be fully vaccinated, the two shots. But there hasn't been that for the boosters, and it's just been encouraged, and people have been turning out in their thousands to get boosted, so hopefully they won't need to mandate that.
Yes, we are required to generally have the booster shot to be considered fully vaccinated here. However, that's only the case. I mean, you have to have had the booster shot if it's been 4 months, I think, since you had the second of the standard initial two doses. So, for instance, my 10-year-old daughter, who just had her second shot, obviously is considered fully vaccinated and will be, you know, given the same access as someone of my vintage who has had the three shots. But I'm not sure how that's going to pan out further down the line. They do say that the booster becomes less efficient after 4 or 5 months, I think it is. So perhaps we'll be back there for another dose.
There you go. Very interesting, isn't it, hearing where the three countries are up to in this pandemic, now that we're all Well, almost exactly 2 years since we first heard of COVID. Fascinating to see where Singapore, New Zealand and Australia are at. Rebecca Falconer from Axios in New Zealand, Christian Barker, journalist and editor in Singapore. Thanks, as always, for your contribution to the King Review today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gavin.